Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends.
It's another week and we have a new video today, and it's still related to school at the moment. So it is anxiety and going back to school. It is a very, very close topic to my heart. I have anxious children in my home, and I know how difficult and tiring and all the feels really that you can think of with anxious children. And so I wanted to delve a bit more into this. And the first question would be, what signs will my children show that they are anxious? So this will depend a lot on age, but generally speaking, there can be tantrums, sleepless night where before children were sleeping. If they are still very young, they might start bedwetting again. Anger, OCD, where for example, you know, your child is playing with something and you move it and they panic because that object moved from where it was on their play area. And it can be kind of with everything like that. So we have all these different aspects to show us that a child can be anxious, and it is obviously difficult for us to understand sometimes if this is anxiety or not. So what is always important is that you are aware of your child and how they normally interact and how they are normally are. So you are seeing a sudden change in behavior, and you know, you've been talking about school and preparing them and so on. Then you might want to have a seat back and think and see, maybe my child is anxious and therefore I need to help them a bit more about this. So yes, and that is very important. So as I said, it's usually either tantrums, meltdowns, not sleeping properly, not eating properly, bursts of anger and all these things. Now, it is important though that we understand if this is actually their anxiety or if it is our anxiety being projected onto them, because anxious parents send anxious children to school. And that is something which we really, really need to be aware of, because, you know, how can I say? It is something genetic at the same time, you know. So if you are anxious parents, you will have most likely anxious children, because children are like sponges, right? They are, and especially in the first 7 years, they literally are copying everything that you do. So if you are not able to manage certain stress, then that is what they will be absorbing and they will be projecting later on. So the more calm you look, the more confident you look, you are helping your children go back to school, even if this is not how you are truly feeling inside. So as much as possible, yes, I do tend to get a bit anxious, especially with my most anxious child, and understand. So I do try and change that anxiety around them. I ground myself, I calm myself, and make sure, you know, I ask them often enough, like, hey, how are you doing? What are your thoughts about going back to school? What is going through your mind? Obviously, you have to keep in mind that my child is now nearing into teenhood, so that makes a difference. If they are very young children, then that is where you have to go into playing. Lots and lots of playing, lots of time outside, even make believe yourself with your child, with toys that you have at home, that one of the toys is a teacher, the other is child, and you can be the child and he can be the teacher or she can be the teacher. And you are, according to what your child says as the teacher, you will then try and project those anxious feelings, which you can imagine your child is feeling, or that you are feeling, because you might be projecting it onto them, so that they might start making sense of what they are feeling and how these are playing a role in their lives, and help them out. So the younger children need stories, need playtime. The older children, open communication and lots of talking. Sometimes getting them into the routine, sometimes it's all that is needed. So this is going to lead us now into the last question that I'm going to delve into today, which is, how can we help our anxious children? And the most important thing is the routine. I can't stress more about it. In summer, we tend to get out of a routine. It's all like whatever happens and whatever comes to us, and we just go with the flow. But children thrive on routine. We actually thrive on routines, even if we think we hate them, but we really thrive on them. So honestly, have a routine going before the school starts. Start having the anchor points in place. What are the anchor points? What we do as soon as we wake up, around lunchtime, around bedtime. These obviously will be moving around according to the school then. But having the children have a routine set up, explaining to the children, even if they are youngish, 7, 8 years, what the routine will going to be look like once the school starts. And moving towards that. So maybe you will have just a quick some. I know there are some two comments there, but I somehow can see them here. So I will be answering your questions later on. Sorry, but I don't know how to see the questions from here. Oh, here. Okay, saw them. So let me see what you wrote to me. Mary Louise, hello, watching. My fear next week is to try and hide how anxious I am, as I have my two boys, one starting nursery and the other year two, after homeschooling all year one. Yes, I hear you. My child is also going to year two, and we homeschooled last year. And I know he's not quite ready to go into that sitting, rigid routine of school. But yes, how do we go to do it? I'm going to answer that now. Thank you so much for this. My 6-year-old is very anxious, especially when she knows that I will not be with her. Okay, so let's see how we are going to help these children, parents. And basically, the routine, as I was saying, honestly, the routine is crucial. Put it in place, see how it's going to look like. For example, for me, it would be that we're having breakfast at 6:30. At 7, we are leaving the home. At 2:30, I'm picking them up. We are coming home. We are having some kind of downtime round and about, and whatever happens in the evening. So there's the homework, there's any after school activities. But they have the anchor points in place where I will make sure that by 7:30, my youngest is in bed, and this has started as of last week. And the routine I'm starting to implement it slowly, slowly. I started with bedtime, early bedtime for the youngest, and the older ones are having a bit of an earlier bedtime as well than they were having in summer. Also preparing them by by, again, as I said, lots of play, lots of play, lots of play. I can't insist more on that. And the younger ones, having these stories about anxious children, even you don't need actual stories of a book, just invent them. Imagine what your child might be feeling, or what you might be feeling because of that, and you know, expand it into a story before bedtime so that they can let it sink in, and it has helped them. It's not that they won't be anxious anymore, but it will help them. Have something from home in their bag. I mentioned it already in my last week's videos. My oldest, I had sewn a heart for him and used to put lavender oil on it every day so that it can help him calm. He has a piece of home with him. My younger two, they had like a keychain that is attached to their pocket case so that they can see it all the time. Stressing with them that yes, they will be alone, but this is no different from when they are staying with their grandparents, if that is something, or where they were going to summer school or whatever. I'm sure most probably you did leave your child somewhere at some point, so just remind them of that. You know, this is how it's going to be. The only difference, it will be the teacher instead of Nana, and it will be other students which you will make friends with instead of your siblings, cousins, friends, whatever. Also remind them that at any point during the day, they can tell the teacher if they need you so that the teacher can call you. Now that makes it, I know it's unlikely that if it is something small that the teacher will call us, but it gives them that sense of security. And so far that always helped, and I've never had any problems with the teachers actually calling if the need arises. Giving a heads up sometimes to the teacher if your children are very anxious. If you think that helps, do it. Send an email, speak to the teacher directly if you know who the teacher is, and let them know about these issues if that can help. Other things that will help the child is, ran straight out of my mind. It was just there. the talking to them, the communication. It is so, so important, parents. We tend to try and ignore certain things. If we don't talk about them, they're not there, you know, but it doesn't really work that way. So please talk to your children, especially if they are a bit older. The younger ones might not be aware of how they are feeling very much. It depends how vocal and so on they are. My 6-year-old will tell me that, like, you know, he's not keen on going because he doesn't like that he's going to be alone. He only experienced school for 5 months before that, so you know, there isn't much for him to compare with as well. So I talk to him, I remind him that he'll be fine, it will be more or less like summer school, only he'll have to sit for longer duration and he'll have to write a lot. I don't try and make it look like a holiday. I am real about it. You are going to sit down for 6 hours and write. I would rather make it look really ugly and then they are moving them a lot and giving them a lot of movement and lot of different interactions and making the school interesting, rather than me making it look like it's going to be all nice and happy and then it comes into my face. So that is something which I would rather tell them straight away and be real about it. But it's okay, then you'll come home and we can rest. You will have homework, I tell them as well. You will be having homework, but we'll take it one step at a time. You'll be fine, and you know. But the more real we are about the whole situation, about what's going to happen, sometimes the children have questions, so ask them. Do you have any question about school? You haven't been to school for a year. You don't know who the teacher is, but you remember how school was the year before. Shall I remind you? Can I tell you what it was like for me? And just give them experiences and ideas. And they don't need to be super positive experience, but just real, honestly, just real. Okay, if it was a bad experience that you had, don't go into how bad it was and so on, but just be real as much as possible without making it look really too bad and too good. Just balance as much as possible. But when it comes to us, Mary Louise, you mentioned how I'm going to hide it to my children. Grounding. What is grounding? It is taking a few deep breaths. Every time you're going to interact with your, every time you feel that anxiety coming, just go back into yourself, stop for a moment, take a few deep breaths and remind you that everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. They will call me if there's any, if something's wrong, you know. It is really self-regulation for us. The older children, these are the type of things that come also remind them to help them. So with my oldest one, I would go to, if you're at school and you're feeling anxious, what can you do? Remember, find five things to touch, five things to see, five things to hear, and deep breaths, grounding. So the same goes for you, Mama. Just do that as much as possible, as often as possible. And that calmness that washes over you, even if it's just for a few seconds, it will help the children remain more calm. Nurseries, obviously, very new, so your child is still very young, but it's fine. It's fine. They'll be fine. If you feel trusting as well of the places that you are going, then that will be even more easier for you to deal with. So if you have questions or issues, just ask the school if you're making you anxious. What are the things that are making you anxious about sending your children to school? Ask the teacher, ask the headmistress. If a child is new, ask if you can go with the child to see her teacher before actually school or nursery starts. I know that this point, it might be a bit difficult because of the pandemic and so on, but I've never had problems with that, and we always did them when they were very young. And, you know, just take it a day at a time. Don't go beyond your worries, you know. Right now, I'm going to worry about this week and making them, starting them into a routine. Once that is a bit more into place, then, you know, next week, you know, they're going to start school, then okay. So you can ask them and see if there's anything wrong or that they need help with, but just take it one step at a time. And the routine will really, really, especially with the younger children, will really take off a lot of anxiety for you and for them. So focus on that. If you have any other questions, please do put them down and I will be happy to answer them at a later stage. I just also wanted to remind you that this is the last week where you can actually become a part of the Parental Thriving membership, family membership. The membership is basically paid monthly. I'm giving it out for free for a month for you to try it, because I know how difficult it is to commit financially sometimes to these things. So you will have two group coaching calls, downloadable resources, and much more. And it will give you that continuous support that we need as parents, honestly, because it is so difficult to navigate parenting. It's very difficult. And I know that before I found something like that myself, that constant support from someone, it was much more difficult. And especially now for myself entering the teen years, it's like so mind-blowing that I know that if I didn't have that support system, I would be feeling so bad. So, okay, so that is it. There's 1 week left. I put the link down there. Or just send me a message and let me know that you are interested and I will send you more details. I wish you a good week and Take it easy, Mama. Deep breaths. Bye.